The family of a murdered woman are furious this afternoon. Her killer can apply for parole again, despite being convicted of the attempted rape of another woman while he was on parole. Terence Leary had been out of jail on parole for just 10 months when he stabbed and attempted to sexually assault a woman in Hunters Hill in June 2013. He was already on parole after serving 22 years for killing a young lady by the name of Vanessa Hossen. Leary broke into the 17-year-old's Kenthurst house, and after she refused to have sex with him, he bashed her to death with a hammer. The family of Vanessa Hossen cannot believe that once again this afternoon, Leary is being given yet another chance to get out of jail. Chris Walker is Vanessa Hossen's brother-in-law. He's on the line. Chris, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
It ain't a good afternoon, Chris.
No, I must agree.
You're in court today?
We were in court today, yes.
Why were you there today, Chris?
We were there to try and see if there would be some justice, see if the justice system would put this mongrel away and just stop this from happening again to any other person, any other family, any other woman. That's what we were hoping for.
The case today involving Terence Leary did not involve any of your family members because the case involving your sister-in-law goes back to the 1990s. You were there, I suppose, in a way representing her because she can't be there.
That's right. All her rights were taken away back in 1990. She was just 17 years old in her family home when everything got taken away from her. And, and a mother and a father and a sister. Everything. All her rights got taken away. So why does this bloke have any rights?
He broke into Vanessa's bedroom, tried to force himself on her. When she refused, he bashed her to death.
Yes, he did, in the house, yes.
The case in 2013 involves a young lady who was leaving a babysitting shift in Hunters Hill, going to a bus stop. She was listening to music at the time. This bloke bumps into her and she thought that was it. She instinctively apologised, but no, he kept following her. She then was worried and she went to a nearby bus shelter. And then all of a sudden he's doing a similar thing, jumping on top of her. If it wasn't for a motorist who passed by, she could have been dead as well.
Very true, yeah. Very fortunate that someone raised the alarm and the fact that the police got there so quickly. I mean, that was just luck, I think, that the police got there so quickly. He used a weapon again, and who knows how that could have ended.
So when you're in court today, what were you expecting to hear when all of a sudden the judge was reading out this sentence in relation to the 2013 matter? What were you hoping or expecting to hear?
You're hoping to hear never to be released. In reality, they're not going to do that. I don't know why. The judge had the option and stated that the maximum term for the crime of the sexual assault and grievous bodily harm was 20 years. She had that available. She did say that, this was one of the worst crimes. And when she also stated that, Leary has been in jail, he's participated in all the rehabilitation, and none of the rehabilitation worked, she stated that he's little or no chance of rehabilitation. I was expecting him to, get that maximum term at least,
This is Justice Helen Syme, who was responsible for this today in the New South Wales District Court. As you say, the offence carried a maximum penalty of 20 years, but he was given 15, and parole is a possibility in 8 years from now.
Yeah, I think it was 10 or 11 years from now. Oh, sorry, no, he's already served some time.
Yeah, no, well, 2016 now, 2024 is the date for possible parole. So
yeah. He
could be out again in 8 years from now.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
He was given one chance and he decided to try. Well, the first time he was given an opportunity, he killed an innocent woman. He bludgeoned your sister-in-law, Vanessa, to death. He's then given a second chance and he sexually assaults a woman at random in Hunters Hill, who he stabbed as well. She's lucky to be alive, and they want to give him a third chance.
That's right. That's right. And what actually never came out as well, Ben, is that the sexual assault on Vanessa as well. Still in the day, back in 1992, when he was sentenced, they only charged him with the murder. They didn't charge him with the sexual assault. So still today, he is not classified as a repeat sexual offender. He's only got the one case of sexual assault against him.
Because they concentrated on the murder back in the 1990s.
At the time, they went for the bigger case.
Sure.
Didn't find it relevant.
How is the rest of your family holding up today?
Fairly shaken again. Yeah, I mean, we have to move on. We thought we had moved on. And this gets thrown in your face again. I suppose at least we don't have to deal with this for another 8 years, as you say, and then it'll come up again, unfortunately.
You're very brave for coming on this afternoon and talking to us, Chris. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for your time.
Chris Walker, that is Vanessa Hossen's brother-in-law. He was given a first chance. He sexually assaulted and murdered someone. Given a second chance, he sexually assaulted and stabbed someone. This afternoon, he's given a third chance and could get parole by 2024. That's just 8 years away.